Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So we've outlined the fact that the offense starts slow, the defense can't get to the quarterback, coaching seems to be a problem, but we have not focused on special teams yet, and man, that was a meal. They get nothing out of their return game on kickoffs. The punt returner looks scared.
Yeah.
Like every time he catches the ball, he stops like there's a like you're playing a video game and there's
natural.
A glitch.
It's not fluid.
The penalty at the end of the game, which instead of having the ball near midfield, they got to go back to the 26-yard line. The kicker missed an extra point.
Yes.
Am I missing anything?
He kicked one out of bounds.
He kicked one out of bounds.
To start the second half.
Punter was good. Punter's been good all year. Like, but the special teams were not good yesterday.
No. It's just interesting. You think about, you know, six packs we did in the offseason, six biggest issues with the roster, six things that need to improve. And, you know, they've checked some of the boxes. Like, look, the kid's going to miss an extra point sometimes. People miss extra points in this league. I think he's been better than anybody could have probably hoped for. And the other guy still can't get a job. So it's not like
you're not lying.
People are trying to employ him. He couldn't beat out the kid in New Orleans who missed an easy one yesterday. So there's that. They haven't updated, improved, buttressed their pass rush whatsoever. In fact, it got worse. The offensive line, not only did not replace McCary, this year's five-man unit's worse than last year's, and we were very concerned about, are any of these guards worthy of playing in the league? And then there's the special teams part of it where the return guy, their other team's return guy continues to be better than theirs.
It was a debacle, and all three phases of the game played a role in it, but Loop's been great. He has been great, like you said, Jason.
I'm down with Big Looper.
But this kickoff thing, like, dude, he's got the most penalties in football. Like, and to begin the
second...
Well,
he's got a big leg. Can we just have him booted out of the back of the end zone?
Yes!
Like, why can we just say, hey, son, the assignment's simple. Try to kick it through the uprights.
And that was to start the second half, so you give the Steelers a short field, and they end up getting points on that drive, a field goal on that drive, but the holding penalty... The whole finishing sequence of the game from the punt return,
not
from the holding
grade.
Penalty, from the offense was all just a complete debacle.
I don't know a lot, and you guys know I have an Oregon bias, but my Oregon bias right now the last year is two for two, and let me explain. Last year I said the Ravens should use a day three pick on Bucky Irving. That guy looks pretty good, right? Mm-hmm. This year in the seventh round we knew they were going to take a punt returner. I was begging them to take Tez Johnson out of Oregon. They took LaJonte Wester out of Colorado. Johnson went after.
Their defense, they ranked every
single point.
Return person.
That's a very good point.
Yes. Like, they ranked like 180 guys.
Yes. I wonder
how many Division I football programs.
I wonder where
it might have been more
ranked.
Than just Division I. It might have been D3.
That's
you're going to leave no stone unturned.
Yes.
But to be fair, Wester prior to the muff punt.
But it's broken him.
Oh, now
it's broken him.
I agree. I agree. But prior to that, I felt like he was not saying he was a game breaker, but he'd give you some decent returns every now and then. I think that muff punt has spooked him.
And now you've got Keaton Mitchell out for, and again, they're saying it's nothing.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Day.
I think it's something. So that's suboptimal as well.
By the way, Tez Johnson's playing for the Buccaneers. He's got five touchdowns.
Yeah, special teams is a problem. Special teams penalties, low IQ special teams penalties are part of their DNA. It started early in the season. It continues. It's part of their sort of situational football, special situations, meltdowns. And this is obviously close and late, final 2 minutes. You cannot concede 10 yards there. And then to concede another 10 because your offensive line sucks. I mean,
speaking of the offensive line, we have some breaking news, Jason, that you're going to enjoy. Ben Cleveland has been suspended for the next 3 games for violating the NFL's substance abuse policy. Or say, actually, technically, it's substances of abuse policy.
I mean, thank God they brought him back. I mean, thank God that's how they addressed their offensive line.
It never made sense why they brought him back initially, because he had the DUI, and they signed him after that.
Yes.
Well, if he didn't have the DUI, he probably wouldn't be getting suspended right now for whatever he put in his body.
Yeah.
But he's obviously in the program.
Yes.
From the DUI.
That's Ben Cleveland suspended. Not doesn't play anyway.
I'd bring him back next year. I'd bring him back next year and see what he can do. See what he can do to humiliate your franchise next year. Like, let's give him another shot. Maybe
it's been a rough
year.
Maybe
he can beat up a parked car.
Come on.
Nah, I like Brady.
That was
and that's already been done. He's got to bring him back.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll accost somebody with a squirrel.
I'm guessing, Ben.
You think this is it?
I think
he deserves another chance, Bone. Run it back with him. Come on. Next year's holiday season, he's going to be good for something.
I don't care what it costs to bring a guy back. To bring a guy back that you're afraid to play.
He can't play.
It's cheap. It's something. It's something. Coming up next.
Hey. He lasted longer than Jair Alexander.
He did.
I'm just thinking of their offseason acquisitions.
Credit to him.
He got a second contract. Is he a Raven for life?
Put him in the Ring of Honor.
Yeah, no, Ring of Dishonor. Coming up next, Ravens pass defense. How bad was it yesterday? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.